You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Brad Cummins, the founder of Local Life Agents, an independent life insurance agency that offers products in all 50 states. Brad, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad that you took out a moment to be with us here today as well. So, Brad, tell us a bit about more about your work in Local Life Agents.
Well, we started, I actually started in the insurance industry. I was started a scratch Farmers Insurance Agency, a local agency here in Hilliard, Ohio, and did that for about 10 years before I went out on my own and knew that I wanted to be something bigger than a local insurance agent, which was a great career. I had a lot of success with it, but I knew that there was bigger things out there, and I knew that I wanted to try and take advantage of them, be able to help more people, and really go on a national level versus a local level. And that's how we started.
As an entrepreneur, you understand the fear that business owners have about what could happen if they pass away unexpectedly. I actually personally experienced that with my father passing away suddenly last year. What are some things business owners should think about now to prepare for the future?
I think you always have to be thinking about an exit strategy plan, whether it's from early death or whether you're going to, you know, retire someday. You always have to have a plan in place and strategies that can transition the business from one owner to another, whether it's through death or through retirement or selling of the business. So I think that you always have to have a plan in place. I know there's plenty of ways to do exit strategy if you're talking about the death of a business owner or a partner. With life insurance, they can always be funded through key person life insurance, where you can protect some of your key executives, but you can also set up buy-sell agreements in case of a sudden death or disability of an owner of a business. So those are just a couple ways, but having a plan is the main thing. If you got a plan, then your business is going to have a lot more opportunity to succeed from one generation to the next.
And what can happen if a business owner or owners don't prepare?
Oh, it can be catastrophic. You think about the daily things that you business owners face as far as payroll and sales and inventory, different things of that nature. I mean, the worst can happen. I mean, businesses fail all the time when you have the death of an owner. So if without the proper plan in place and taking the steps to prevent that, I mean, you could lose everything as a business owner.
That is so true. Today we are joined by Brad Cummins, the founder of Local Life Agents, an independent life insurance agency that offers products within all 50 states, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And you can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Brad, how can business owners make sure that they preserve their legacy?
Well, I think with having the plan in place, we keep talking about that, and knowing exactly how you can leave the family in a successful position for your family members to take over. I think about my business. Obviously, someday I would expect and hope that my son may want to do this, and that's a long way away. But I've definitely put the pieces in place to make sure that he does have the opportunity to do that. I'm a little bit in a unique situation where my wife is actually my partner. She runs the property casualty division. So she does know exactly how to continue on our business, but a lot of individuals and business owners are not in that same situation. You think about if you had the death of an owner, the spouse, typically, they don't have a lot to do with the business, and they probably couldn't step in and just run the operations day to day that a business owner does. So I think if you have the right plan in place and you have the right people that you select, and you got to try and find the people that could step up and keep the business going even without you around. So I think that's a big thing, is having the plan, just like we talked about.
Most definitely. And how can life insurance also protect their families and provide them with a peace of mind?
Knowing that the business is going to be able to be continued and stick in the family. Those second-generation businesses have a high failure rate, and a lot of times that's because they don't have the plan in place, the proper steps to continue the business. I think if you plan right, whether it's death or retirement, no matter what happens with the business, I think if you have buy-sell agreements in place and you have cash, and that's the biggest thing with the buy-sell agreement, is if something happens in the event of death, you're going to have a death benefit. It'll give you liquid cash that will help you meet the needs of payroll, different things of that. But I think that will help business owners and family members be able to continue a business. I mean, it goes a lot more in depth than that, but it's a starting place. So I think the biggest thing is have your plan in place. Make sure you have your buy-sell agreements in place, and you can fund those with life insurance. And it's a great way to make sure that in the event of your death, there's cash at hand to continue the business, hire people that you need to, meet payroll, keep inventory in place, and different things of that nature. So the plan is the biggest part of what you need to make sure that your family can continue on the business without you.
Well, such an important topic, and it's really good to touch on being prepared for the unexpected, and certainly appreciate your coming to the show to bring our attention to this and the need to take action as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Local Life Agents online.
You can go to localifeagents.com. We've got plenty of resources available for business life insurance, whether you're looking for key man type of coverage, buy-sell agreements, any type of business continuation. We've put together a lot of resources for small business owners that they can find directly on our website. And again, it's localifeagents.com. And you can run quotes directly online and talk to an agent anytime you need to.
Certainly do appreciate this information, Brad. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Brad Cummins, the founder of Local Life Agents, an independent insurance agency that offers products within all 50 states. And once again, the website of reference is localifeagents.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the EPodcast Network.